Cops use robots to defuse bombs, confront barricaded suspects, and rescue victims during disasters. But what about all those robots used to fight crime that can do other stuff? You know, the ones that can see, record, and track what you're doing all day long. Paranoid yet? If not, here are 7 creepy robots for cops. Number 7 is Smarty Pants Streetlights.
Yes, the same streetlights now being tested in Las Vegas could someday be set up to record conversations from everyday passersby.
Yep, back in 2013, Las Vegas began testing new streetlights that could play music, broadcast messages, and potentially listen to you.
Don't we have a right to privacy?
It's still unclear if the city will purchase the lights, but think about your surroundings the next time you're loitering with your friends or picking up some dank marijuana from some dude hanging out under a streetlight.
I'm laughing at clouds.
Number 6 is location tracking Wi-Fi.
Can you hear me now? Good.
No, but I definitely know which street corner you're on, Verizon guy.
You may not have noticed these white boxes mounted on poles across Seattle. You also may not know these boxes can track you through your cell phone.
In 2013, Seattle, Washington residents began to notice curious Wi-Fi networks popping up on their cell phones as available networks to connect to.
You'll see these networks named after intersections, 3rd and Union, 4th and Pike, 4th and Union. These are all on the mesh network.
The boxes and Wi-Fi turned out to be a wireless mesh network set up by the city for emergency personnel to communicate in case of a disaster. But privacy advocates said that the network had the potential to track your whereabouts as well. Think of yourself as the Verizon guy. He goes to a lot of locations. The Wi-Fi network wouldn't just be able to know when and where you showed up at the office, but also the desert, the local swamp, whatever cold place this is, or some wheat field somewhere.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Piecing together things you might not want local cops to know about. This one is for all the nude sunbathers out there. You know who you are. Number 5 is drones. It's no secret that police departments across the United States are actively seeking to use drones. What isn't clear is exactly what they want to do with them.
We don't use these types of devices for surveillance.
In California, Sheriff Gregory Ahern of the Alameda County Sheriff's Department backed off plans to purchase drones in 2013 because of public outcry. Then he went ahead and bought them when nobody was looking in late 2014.
They're used to gather intelligence from a scene of a mission-specific exercise that we're deployed to.
Yeah, but what do you call a mission-specific exercise? Would the drone be used for hunting criminals? A bloodthirsty murderer on the loose is a criminal, but so is a jaywalker. Where are the boundaries for using a drone? Oh, also, because drones are cheaper to operate than, say, a helicopter, there's every chance that a cop will want to use that all-seeing flying robot for more than crime fighting. And you can hear a helicopter flying over your backyard, you can't hear a drone. So if you were nude sunbathing and a police drone flew over your yard, pictures of your butt cheeks could end up being government property. Number 4 is blanket phone tapping.
Hello, Zach Morris's phone.
Mr. Belding would have done a better job foiling Zach Morris's shenanigans at Bayside High if only he didn't live in the 1990s and he had access to this surveillance device.
Stingray fools your cell phone into thinking it's a real cell phone tower. Thousands of records belonging to innocent people can be collected without a warrant.
You have to imagine a world where everyone at Bayside uses a cell phone that connects to a tower, but it sort of works like this.
Hello?
Imagine Zach Morris is a drug dealer at Bayside that the cops suspect.
Would I use dope?
They would park a truck near the high school and then turn on Stingray to listen to whatever conversation Zach had about dealing drugs. The trouble would be that when they listen to Zach's conversation, they listen to everyone else's conversation too.
Hello?
Meaning students at Bayside that had not committed a crime would be spied on for no reason. Someone should really watch out for that Zach Morris too. He's getting everyone hooked on the junk. Number 3 is see-through radar. Remember the good old days when the police would just no-knock raid you or enter your house like Jack Torrance from The Shining?
Here's Johnny!
Those days are over. Get a load of the Range R, a radar device that can basically see through the walls of your house. Yeah, think about that the next time you ignore someone at the front door.
An officer stands outside of a building, places it on a wall like a stud finder inside your home, and then sends a signal back to him.
USA Today reported that at least 50 U.S. law enforcement agencies have been using the Range R and, you know, gave little notice to the public or the courts that they were using them. At least you know when this guy is at your door. Coming in at number 2 is data collecting beat cops.
What are your prime directives?
Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, uphold the law.
It's being called a combination of R2-D2 and RoboCop.
It's the Nightscope K5, and the Silicon Valley company who makes it promises to predict and prevent crime with this little bugger designed for security and police officers.
It will roam around a pre-designated area and alert authorities if something is fishy.
Sure, K5 looks cute with its cameras, beeping, and sassy attitude.
It can see, hear, feel, and smell.
But once you get a load of its person tracking capabilities, you may not think he's so friendly. That's because K5 can send your location to the cops through GPS and run your license plate number.
Think of K5 as a messenger. It has no weapons. It won't arrest people. Just pass along information to local authorities.
He recorded every word you said. His memory's admissible as evidence.
That may not seem like a big deal if you haven't committed a crime, but maybe you just don't want your whereabouts known every time you step outside. Maybe it's just none of the government's business where you go on a day-to-day basis.
You're gonna have to kill it.
Number one is the eye in the sky.
A great eye, lidless, wreathed in flame.
No, not the all-seeing eye of Sauron from The Lord of the Rings, but pretty close.
A lot of people do have a problem with the, eye in the sky, the big brother. So in order to mitigate any of those kind of complaints, we basically kept it pretty hush-hush.
That's Sergeant Doug Ikatani of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and he's talking about a surveillance airplane tested by the department in 2012.
For 9 days in 2012, a company called Persistent Surveillance flew aircraft like this, equipped with cameras, in the skies over Compton.
The plane could fly for 6 hours at a time and captured video of, well, everything that happened in Compton, California that could be seen from above.
I have seen it.
That's a part of our liberty. Come on now, they took it away. You've been spying on us?
Residents didn't find out about the flying eyeball until years after the fact. It's the kind of situation that makes you wish cops would pay more attention to the kind of power they have.
We do not know who else may be watching.
As with any robot used by the cops, it comes down to the officer using it. Do they have strict rules for the robot's use, and do they know when it's appropriate to deploy? Although that's all moot when the singularity happens and the robots become aware and kill us all. Have a good day.